Hello, hello. How's it going? This is Judah. Today is it's March the March the 21st, 2023. Good afternoon. How's everyone doing? I know I haven't been streaming like I normally do. It's been a minute, man. I've been working, you know, just life. Just taking it in. I'm still exhaling the toxic air, the toxicity. Do that sound right? Exhaling it all, you know what I'm saying? And I hope y'all doing the same thing. With that being said, you know, it's another year. Ain't that something, y'all? We 3 months into the new year. It's still, man, it's 2023. Ain't that something? Seemed like this year been here for a minute, huh? Man, I'm still having the effects. I still put 2022 on some of the itemized statements that I be signing. I'm trying to sign all intelligent, huh? I know y'all be like, damn, this dude just... Trust me, man, it's light years knowledge, and not in our lifetime. We ain't gonna learn all this knowledge. So, you know, y'all ponder on that for a second. But, I'm just taking it easy, man. Trying to learn some things, trying to learn a lot of things, man. Hard to find good help nowadays, man. A lot of people rock with you when you on top, but when you trying to build from the ground up, you don't find a lot of loyal people, man. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to work on some things, trying to figure out how to do some working on this equipment. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to learn how to do like with this. I bought this bundle pack with this computer. I'm trying to learn it, and I'm trying to search and search and search. Do some online trying to network. Pardon me, I yarn. Trying to network with some folks online, man. And I'm not into friendship, I'm more into business. That's it. I want an online that I can learn some stuff from so I can learn how to regulate it myself. I did leave an email in my email, but I guess people ain't, I don't know if they responded or not. It really don't matter, but I'm trying to figure out some things, man. You know what I'm saying? Because life is too short to be playing the short way. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Every day is a grind out here. And the decisions that you make in life, it will reflect in the long run. You are what you eat and you are who you hang around. So if you hang around people that eat things that's toxic, you do the math. You know what I'm saying? That's life in general, right? If you drink water, you don't clean the water glass, guess what's going into your body? You know what I'm saying? You're going to consume the remnants was in the bottom of that glass, because if you said water, everything dissolved down. You know what I'm saying? And then the remnants of that, you know, that H2O, you know what I'm saying? Think about that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's just everything we do, it's a process, but it's a balance system. It's, it is the fundamentals. It's life, you know what I'm saying? Everything, you got to crawl before you walk, you know what I'm saying? I don't know no baby that come out the belly that start walking, you know, or out the mother's womb. Or whatever, you can go back to the genetics from the father and et cetera, et cetera. But I think y'all get my point. So that's how life is in general, man. So I'm only human. I'm mortal right now, and human beings don't really have together, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. You got a lot of issues going on with a lot of human beings. They saying they can't coexist with each other, but unfortunately for them, this is all revelations. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, I got to be out here in society. I encounter a lot of people, unfortunately, and not in a good way, too, because a lot of people, they miserable in life, and a lot of people are battling certain demons in their life, or some people like to phrase it as that. I say people have issues. A lot of people are mentally challenged, but it's much deeper than that, because me personally, I am very, very into my spiritual faith, and a lot of people just don't understand what we're up against. And so you can go back to whether you're reading from the scriptures, or you can go back to the Torah or whatever book you're reading. You know what I'm saying? So it's deep. Probably too deep for some people. But me, I'm the type of person, I like to desubmerge the surface. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I think that every person needs to do some soul searching. I'm all about my people. Not that I hate others, but I'm all about my own community. And I think other people should adopt that. Not that I hate any other community, but right now, The black community, yeah, we in a crisis right now. And you know what I'm saying? You talk about our ancestors, what they went through, and I don't know what really happened, for the most part, because there's a lot of issues. Some people use it for their own agenda. I'm all about the truth. I don't side with no one just because they look like me, but I'm all about the truth. There's truth out there, and we got to find it. You know what I'm saying? You could tend to go on emotion, or you gonna go on fact, because if you go on emotion, you're going to end up getting hurt because of the opposition. Whatever the reason is, you got these spiritual wars, and people are going to just say, oh, I'm going to go on emotion, or whether I'm stick with this person because they are my blood relative, or they're my sibling, or whatever. That's going to get you hurt in the long run, because just because somebody come from the same DNA as you, that don't make it right. You know what I'm saying? So when you go on emotion alone, you setting yourself up a big failure, because not failure, because now you know what I'm saying, you contradicting yourself, and you contradicting others too. You know what I'm saying? Because now the contradiction is you denying the truth, and you refuse to believe the truth. And that's a problem with a lot of people in society. They're very delusional, and some people are used to being put on this pedestal for so long, and they believe in their mind that they are actually better than other people. Now, they gonna believe that all they want. And me personally, I don't have to deal with that. I'd rather be separate. I'd rather live my life away from people like that. And I'm cool with that. So the problem is now this indoctrination that my ancestors had to go through, with the indoctrination. So I'm supposed to sit up here and live around people that's constantly trying to dehumanize my welfare, and I can't accept that. It's not, I'm not gonna accept it. And every single day that, you know, it's a challenge going on, this spiritual war going on. So I think the racism stops when we can accept the fact that yes, God is Yahweh is gonna have to, whatever you want to call him, but I do believe in it, the deity. He's going to have to separate the nations and put everybody back in their own land, because it's just not working. We in America, well, I don't know where a lot of you guys from, but I know, well, a lot of people, I read the analytics, a lot of people are from the variety of different countries, but, you know, America's it's a boiling pot. I can sit up and tell you all day long, oh, America, the land of the free, yada, 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 but that's not the case, man. I got real acquainted with this country, unfortunately. I had dealt with a lot of things while I see under the surface the corruption, and mankind is getting worse and worse. This is all revelation. So no matter what people do, it don't surprise me at this point, because I know what they're going to do before they even do it. You know what I'm saying? Human beings show emotion. That's part of them being mortal, and they're vulnerable, and they do things that act out, and they want to control. And some people want to control, unfortunately, more than others, and destroying the earth, and then causing conflict. And it's a certain race of people on the planet that's doing that right now, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? And some people say, yeah, you know, we can look it back. Like, I don't paint all groups of people in the same category. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure it's the majority. You know what I'm saying? And just like you got that in every community. But right now, who's running America? You got the Caucasians that's running this country. Well, their origin was they come from Europe. You know what I'm saying? But they are being blamed for a lot of the stigma that's put on this country right now. I mean, you know, and a lot of people want to run away from this, but I mean, to criticize people now, they can sit up there and point the finger at us all day and say it's the black people's fault. But you know what? That just goes to show you your delusion. You're contradicting yourself, because now you want to, instead of trying to solve this problem, you want to point the finger. That's not really being a good leader right there. And I think a lot of people are seeing that right now. And I'm just being honest. I mean, you know, it's obvious that when you try to marginalize somebody, I mean, it's easy to see. You know what I'm saying? Because now you want to try to always try to use the sources, the media, to dehumanize people. But you know what? Hey, people going to see right through that. That gets old after a while. That playbook has already been, it's been foiled. It's been blown up. People see right through that facade right now. And we know that we fight not against flesh and blood. We fight against sorry about that. I gotta just. So yeah, y'all. This is said out of a mutual respect for the other side, but it's people in your race right now, your community right now, your family right now that's wicked. and you sitting, probably sitting right next to him right now, and you refuse to believe it, but them same people will come in and cause trouble. They would do rape, murder, kill, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, either we're gonna remove ourselves from people like that, or try to tell them to get themselves right, or we're gonna have to defend ourselves against them, unfortunately, because you don't know what people would do when they start acting to the point where they have no respect for you, when they start acting to the point where they feel like they could take advantage of you, bully you. That's something that shouldn't be accepted. Whether you want to go get help, that's fine to reach out and get help, because sometimes some people just don't know how to respond, because if you're not really being in that situation where you come from a background where you don't believe in violence. But there's nothing wrong with training yourself for war, because you never know, because there's people out here that have intentions on hurting you. You have to be ready for it, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? So whether it's family members or a spouse or associate, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, we got to watch out for people, man. And my thing is, I do believe in just, you know, getting right spiritually, repent. Now, that don't mean if you repent, you can go out there and hurt somebody and think you're going to go back and repent like it's a game. Look, the Most High is the divine. He created all us. He knows our hearts. So don't think you're going to try to fool the creator. You're not fooling anything. Somebody think they're going to repent on their deathbed out of all the evil they done. Yeah, you can do that, but you know what? You still have to pay. You know what I'm saying? Now, the Most High knows if you're sincere. So if people think they can hide behind this repenting thing like it's a game, no, the creator is very, very intelligent and very, very wise, beyond human beings' comprehension. So, you know, I just have to come in here for 11 minutes and 43 seconds. It's still counting, but that's it, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope I was able to enlighten some people, you know, whether you know, this broadcast does not reflect these views, does not reflect the views of this podcast. This is strictly on T. Judah here on my platform right here. You know, so, you know, this here is real knowledge right here. Now, whether you want to run away from it or you want to be delusional, you can sweep trash up under the rug and pretend it don't exist there. But you know what? It's going to still be there. So now you have to clean it up. So that's the problem with society right now. We got too many people that's just living in delusion, and unfortunately for them, that's going to be their demise if they don't get it together. This is T. Judah. Have a good one. I'm out. Peace.